This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I normally like to do a week recap when I get a chance to of things that have happened, but tomorrow I'm going to be on the road headed for Tennessee, so we're doing the recap early, so it could be live. And joining me to do the recap, we're going to talk about the world according to the truth about guns, is editor Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Greetings from Austin.
From Austin. There we go. So, what is the world like according to the truth about guns?
Well, even though we're a day short this week, it's been a busy week. There's been lots going on. Starting with New York, our friend, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
Every gun owner's best friend has... trying to do some other states one better. You're probably familiar with so-called gun violence restraining orders, what some people call red flag laws. And the idea there is that friends and family can petition a court to have a person's firearms removed if they believe he is a danger to himself or to others. Well, Governor Cuomo wants to extend that ability to teachers. So if they have a student they believe is a problem or potentially dangerous, they would be able to petition to have not the student's firearms removed, because in most cases students aren't old enough to legally own firearms in New York.
Right.
They would be able to petition to have the student's parents' guns removed.
Now, this sounds like we're going into a whole new direction here. I'm sure one that would be on. But I mean, is this like off of the Parkland thing? We're going to look at this from the kids. The kids are the gateway here.
I think so. You know, obviously, we've had a number of spree shootings in which the kids were well known to have been problems. The Parkland
sure.
shooter, well, you know, threw up more red flags, you know, than anybody probably in the history of school shootings. Everybody knew that kid was a problem, and nobody did anything about it. So, after Parkland, more states are considering gun violence restraining orders. A bill is moving through the New York legislature to do that. The governor wants to, again, extend that ability to initiate a gun grab to teachers and administrators. But again, it wouldn't apply to the student, because if the student can't legally own firearms in most cases, it would apply to the parent. And then, if that happens, of course, I can see it extending from there. What about non-custodial parents? What about the case where the student lives with a mother and maybe a father? We only see maybe a weekend or 2 weekends a month. What about his guns? What about the grandparents' guns? The aunts, the uncles, the cousins? Where does it stop?
Well, here's my question. Is there any method to appeal this? Is there any method to take this away? Because this is going beyond now. You know, this sounds like the Chicago way. You know, when Sean Connery was telling Kevin Costner the Chicago way, if they put one of your guys in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're going from the thing where it used to be you would just go after an individual and take his guns. Now you're going to be going after a family, essentially, right?
Correct. And you pointed out the due process problem with so many of these laws. Again, this is just a proposal right now from the governor. But the New York legislature has never seen a gun control bill it didn't like.
Right.
The problem with so many of these laws is they're written such that the order is issued without the gun owner even knowing about it. The guns are seized, and then the gun owner has the right to then petition the court to have his guns returned. He has to prove that he's not a danger in order to get his firearms back, and that can be difficult. How do you prove a negative?
Now, this is something we definitely need to remember with Cuomo, because he has presidential aspirations, too. We definitely need to remember this. I used to think that Bloomberg was bad, because I remember one thing that he put out there, which would regulate breast milk. And
soda sizes, too.
Right.
You can't have anything more than 12 ounces or whatever it was.
Well, you can't have anything in a restaurant. You can go across the street and go to the 7-Eleven and buy a case of 2 liters and come in there with a straw and have your Subway sandwich. You know, it was a stupid law that was, you know, it was meant to be floated to see if, and I don't even know if it's still in effect or not, but in any event, will they make him pay for this? I mean, in New York is a fairly big gun state, as far as I can tell, except for New York City.
Upstate is very pro-gun.
Yeah.
Exactly. The question is, do they have the votes up there to counteract whatever the New York metro area will vote for?
You know, I am not I am not one of these people that wishes bad things on anybody. But sometimes, just sometimes, I sit back and I think, I wonder what would happen in New York City if an EMP popped.
Yeah, I never want to see that.
I never want to see it, but I mean, it would be bad for a lot of these politicians because, they're not making any friends.
No, they're not, and I don't know that they care either.
No,
they love to impose their will on the rest of the state, and whatever they think of it, be damned. They really don't. I don't think they really care. But let's not see an EMP in New York City anytime soon. Just imagine the stock market and the financial system.
No, yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, I have to, you know, rationalize some things sometimes. I get away from the fantasy thing and go into the, then I rationalize it away. So anyway, let's forget I even said that. I don't really want that to happen.
I don't remember a thing.
Anyway. Did anybody point out to him that, you know, targeting these kids as the gateway, they can't legally own a gun anyway?
Oh, I'm sure.
And how will they know whose parent? Oh, well, yeah, they're registered, aren't they?
In New York, they're supposed to be registered, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So they should be able to find out if a student's parents own firearms.
Didn't they now their registration of quote unquote assault weapons, that has been a tremendous failure, hasn't it?
It has. They had all kinds of system problems and they had compliance problems, and they've extended that registration period to I think the middle of this month. So that's still going on, and we'll see how many people actually register their guns and how many lose them in tragic boating accidents.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. In addition to that, I had heard there was like a million ARs in the state of New York, so that's a whole lot of non-compliance. So
exactly.
That's a whole lot of non-compliance. Truthaboutguns.com, this is a very prolific website. They put out anywhere from 10 to 15, depending on the cycle during the day. They have a stable of really good writers, Jen Jakes, Dan himself, and it goes on and on from there. They have people like Dean Weingarten, their stuff gets published there. John Bach gets his stuff published there. So this is a place to go to gather a little information. We'll be right back with the recap from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is also the weekly roundup from the recap, one day early, of course, from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. So, so Cuomo's going to kick off with the kindergarten confiscations. What else caught your eye?
Well, we moved down the coast into Florida and to our friend David Hogg, who seems to dominate so much of the firearms-related news these days. First, David, you got some bad news. He had targeted public supermarkets,
oh, yeah,
largest supermarket chain in Florida, and he was upset because they had contributed a large sum of money to Adam Putnam, who is the state agriculture commissioner and a very proud NRA supporter. He's running for governor. Of course, Publix had contributed to all kinds of people. But David's goal is what he really wanted, besides naming and shaming them for contributing to a NRA supporter. He wanted $1 million contribution, basically $1 million extortion payment to make him go away. Yeah, exactly. And he found out this week that he isn't going to get that. Publix is not going to knuckle under to him, and they're not going to pay him or anybody else $1 million.
He is saving some lives because they're also going to take away the money they were giving to Planned Parenthood.
Well, there's that side of the equation as well. Yeah, they're stopping all their contributions to all outside organizations, including the YWCA, who is very anti-gun. They pretty much spread their money around throughout the political spectrum, left and right, up and down. And thanks to Mr. Hogg, they're stopping all that. But again, his big target was that $1 million check for his March for Our Lives organization. And that's not going to happen. Also this week, somebody swatted David's home. Someone called the Broward County Sheriff's and claimed that somebody had broken into his home and was holding his family at gunpoint with an AR. When the police arrived, they found that the family wasn't home at all and it was a false alarm. But that's beyond the pale. I don't know who did that. It was stupid. It was dangerous. It was illegal. And fortunately, nobody was there and nobody was hurt. I would note that apparently the Broward County Sheriff deputies who responded had no problem entering the house really quickly there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unlike the way they treated the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas.
Does it seem to you, especially on swatting now, when that came out, I said we should not be swatting anybody. I don't care what they're about. I don't care what they're against, because this is ideological combat. If you want the real thing, well, so you really don't want the real thing, trust me. So,
no, you don't want the real thing. I mean, it's really stupid. It's really dangerous. When this has happened before in other parts of the country, people have actually been shot to death. It's incredibly dangerous. It puts the police in danger. It puts the people you're swatting in danger. People have died doing this. So it doesn't matter what you think or if you think it's funny or if you think it's a good way to get even with somebody with whom you disagree. It's just stupid. Doesn't it?
Now I get calls all the time. I got the IRS scam call where they're coming to arrest me in 24 hours, and I get the health care calls and I get the calls about the 2016 Chevrolet I've never owned and the warranty I can extend. don't you think with this swatting phenomenon, because this is really big among video gamers, these streaming gamers are real big about swatting each other.
That was one of the instances where somebody actually died.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it was. Now that this is branching out into sort of a political, terroristic kind of thing, doesn't it seem like that law enforcement or the FCC or somebody would figure out a way to stop this spoof calling to where everybody can be accountable for it when they open their face?
You would hope so. Obviously, when they get a call like this, they have to respond, I suppose, because there's no way to know it's a... It's a hoax until they get there, but you would think that given technology today, it wouldn't be any problem to trace back and find out where that call came from. I know they found the person in that video game situation, and he was charged and prosecuted. I haven't heard what happened ultimately with whether he was convicted or not, but I know that they did find the person. You would hope that they would find whoever made the call against Mr. Hogg and his family as well, too, because... Again, that doesn't. If it was somebody on the pro-gun side, they're not helping. It doesn't do our side any good.
Nope.
Argue with Mr. Hogg all you want. Or you could do like Caitlin Bennett, the girl who walked through Kent State with the rifle. She's a very staunch pro-gunner. She's challenged Hogg to an arm wrestling match. My money's on her.
Let me ask you a question regarding the Parkland kids. Now, I saw this, and this sort of bugged me a little bit, this Senate wannabe out of Virginia who consulted with Kyle Kashuv, the most vocal pro-Second Amendment Parkland kid. And then he consulted with him about the senatorial candidate consulted with Kyle Kashuv about school safety, and then Kyle Kashuv endorsed him for the Senate. And I'm just sitting there thinking, what kind of a joke is this?
Yeah, I met Kyle at NRA briefly.
Yeah,
nice kid, smart kid.
Sure,
but kid. He's certainly his position certainly comport with mine. I agree with him on most things he's saying about gun rights and all that. But
sure.
Again, if you're running for the Senate in Virginia, does his endorsement really mean anything? He's an 18-year-old who just graduated high school.
But he's not going to be able to vote in the Virginia primary. I mean, he's from Florida.
No. Obviously, the candidate wanted to burnish his pro-gun creds and get Kyle on his side. And to the extent that he was able to do that, I guess that's a plus politically?
Yeah, but I mean,
how many votes that'll sway in Virginia one way or the other?
I don't know, maybe I need to find the nearest parallel universe and exit stage left, because this thing about this cult of wanting to push the kids out there, as didn't they just talk a bunch of legislatures into not allowing them to do the adult thing and be able to buy a gun, a long gun?
They're trying to get the age raised everywhere.
So they're
defeated in Florida. So they're not competent to buy a gun, but they're competent enough to advocate for restraint.
Anti-gun policy.
Second Amendment rights, yeah.
Or
exactly.
Even pro-gun. I just don't understand why we're listening to him. So, you know, I just wanted to elongate that little Parkland dynamic out there. We're coming up on the next break. The Truth About Guns is a website that I have long been associated with. I have long read it. And for you, this is a place where you can find a wealth of information every day, all day long. TruthAboutGuns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
The president was in Iowa today, where he led a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president was then in Granite City, Illinois, where he toured a U.S. steel facility that was reopened after being closed for 2 years. The president also had a message for the cheaters around the world.
We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore.
Facebook lost $119 billion of its value today, marking it the biggest one-day loss in U.S. market history. The company's shares plunged $41, or 19%, to close the day at $176.26. CNET's Dan Patterson has other ideas why Facebook may have dropped.
WhatsApp is growing, that Instagram is growing, but the privacy stuff just kind of lingers for the company. And this costs time, energy, and money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am, it's the week in recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. I had to do it a day early because I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. So what is next on your horizon, sir?
Well, Deerfield, Illinois, they had passed not just an assault weapons ban, but their assault weapons ban also prohibits possession of scary black rifles in the city. In other words, anyone who lives in the city of Deerfield, Illinois, or the village, must get rid of their rifles. They have to either turn them in or get them out of the city before the law goes into effect, which happens, I think, in a week or two.
Right.
Well, a couple of lawsuits have been filed against this. Illinois has a preemption law, which prohibits municipalities from enacting laws that are more strict than state-level law. And wow. Our John Bach, in addition to writing for us so well and so frequently, is executive director of an organization called Gun Save Life, which is a staunchly pro-Second Amendment operation based out of Bloomington, but they've got branches all over the state. They've teamed up with the NRA ILA, and they're suing the city of Deerfield to get that stopped. In the meantime, since the law is about to go into effect, they have made a motion and asked the court for a temporary restraining order. The city, in its wisdom, has brought in the Brady campaign to help them fight the suit, along with a couple of Chicago law firms.
Sure.
And in their response to the suit by Gun Save Life and the NRA, Deerfield's lawyers are citing some prominent spree shootings for reasons why it's important to protect the lives of the people of Deerfield. and why they need to outlaw assault weapons, quote unquote. The problem is they are citing the Gabby Gifford shooting, the South Carolina church shooting, both of which were
handguns.
Handguns, exactly. They cited the Washington Navy Yard shooting.
Shotgun.
Exactly. And then they also cited the San Bernardino and Pulse shootings. Those were done with AR-type rifles, but those were terrorist attacks. And that isn't apparently the motivation behind what's going on in Deerfield. John seemed to think that he's got a better legal handle on this, on the legal aspect of this. That seems to be a less than robust way to argue the point as well. The Bradys, for their part, have a terrible record in the courts. They convinced a family of someone who was killed in the Aurora Theater shooting to sue.
Yep.
Lucky Gunner, and I think someone else who sold the shooters some equipment. But the people they sued were protected by the law that shields sellers of guns and other equipment from suits when the products are misused. And so the people that they convinced to sue Lucky Gunner were left with a $200,000 plus legal bill, which almost broken them. So Deerfield's decision to bring the Bradys in and the strategy so far in arguing for this assault weapons ban doesn't seem to be well thought out.
Well, I mean, with the Lucky Gunner thing, I don't think the family's ever going to pay. They've already said they're never going to pay it. So, I mean, it was that whole Brady camp. They are the last ones I would go to.
Yeah.
They have become surprisingly ineffective. Very, very ineffective. If you had to lay that at somebody's feet, who would it be? Who's the most effective of the anti-gunners now? Bloomberg, because he's got his money?
Yeah, he has put his money into a lot of state and local initiatives around the country. First of all, he's got basically a bottomless pile of money.
Right.
And he has, especially in the West Coast, in California, in Washington, and Oregon, he's really put his money where his mouth is and pushed for universal background check laws, gun violence restraining order laws. And he's been successful because he's picked jurisdictions where it's mostly a left-leaning electorate, and they've been very open to initiatives like the ones he's pushing. So it's incremental progress as far as he's concerned, but it is progress. He has had some success. He's lost some too. But again, when you have a pile of money as big as he does, I think he sees that every little bit is good, and he's just going to keep pushing.
Back to Deerfield. Now, this is not just a assault rifle ban. This is also going to be a magazine, a standard magazine ban too, as well, right? So this affects Glocks and XDs, and once again, Springfield gets to mess with this. Another thing for them to be. So will this now? Do these companies, do they already make 10-round magazines, say for California, that they'll be able to, you know, bring into play here and replace some of these people's magazines if this stays in effect, or are they going to lose Glocks too?
Well, there are plenty of makers of California compliant guns and magazines, so yeah, the gun owners won't have any problem finding those. But again, you won't be able to if it's upheld, you won't be able to own an AR at all in the city of Deerfield.
Right.
Again, you have to either turn yours in or get it out of the city, which would seem to be a Fifth Amendment problem in addition to a violation of the state's preemption law. It's in effect an illegal takings.
Well, I mean, would that be a 14th Amendment violation as well, since they're violating the preemption law?
Possibly.
probably am not an attorney, so I don't know enough to pontificate on that. But the state does have a clear preemption law which prevents a city like Deerfield from enacting something like this. So you would think that it would be cut and dry, but these things never seem to be there. If you get an activist judge or somebody who's very sympathetic to the anti-gun side, you just don't know how he's going to rule.
Right. Well, here's hoping they, I don't know what they're going to come up with. I hope the NRA is successful in their suit and some other stuff. This is a really bad situation for them to be in. But at the same time, do we know how many guns or ARs or anything like that are in Deerfield, Illinois?
I don't know. I haven't seen a number. I don't think that there isn't a registration law in Illinois like there is in New York. So it's anybody's guess. It's not a big city. There's probably a few hundred, maybe 1,000. But
yeah.
If there's one, that's all that really matters.
Scalia took care of that, didn't he? Anyway.
Yeah, he very much did.
Yes, he did. So this is the week in recap. It's the early week in recap with the Truth About Guns, truthaboutguns.com. That's where you can find all of the writing, all of the stories, 10 to 15 a day. It is truly a font of information, if you will, and that's why I go there. That's why you should go there. This is the thing. The information is very timely, and I'll point out why that's timely and why timely information is a great thing to have when we get back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCM10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is also the weekend recap with The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. One day early, but you know, better early than late, I think sometimes. Anyway, so last but not least, what caught your attention this week that you want to recap real quick?
Stay in the Chicago area, and we actually got some good news. So actually, some kind of fun news. First, there is if people follow politics in that area, there's the very anti-gun Father Michael Flager, who's actually gotten some national attention. He's a grandstanding anti-gun activist who loves to march on local gun stores and claim that they are fueling the nightly murders in Chicago, and that if only those gun dealers would stop selling their guns, that Chicago would be a very peaceful place. Well, one of his bodyguards was seen by police outside St. Sabina's Church, where Father Flager presides, holding a gun, and local police investigated and found out that not only is the father's bodyguard not licensed to be a security guard, he doesn't have a carry permit, and he doesn't have an Illinois firearm owner's ID card. So he couldn't possess a gun, he couldn't carry a gun, and he couldn't provide security services as he had been doing. So the famously anti-gun Father Flager has been pontificating and inveighing against guns from behind an armed security guard, as so many anti-gunners seem to do. And his security guard has been doing so illegally.
Is that guy still walking around?
Yeah, he's out on bail. He was charged with illegal possession of a firearm and one other charge, which I can't remember exactly. But he won't. He's, again, It's a cash and release system in Chicago, which is half of their problem. They tend not to prosecute people terribly well, and even violent offenders get out with a slap on the wrist. So I doubt he'll do any jail time. But it was it's always nice to embarrass somebody like Father Flager, who loves nothing more than grandstanding for the cameras and showing everyone how virtuous he is by marching against law-abiding citizens.
Right.
Amendment rights.
Now, what would have happened to a regular Chicago citizen if they had been caught without an FOID card? Would you just have to have that just to be able to buy a gun, right?
you have to have that just to be able to touch a gun. I used to live in St. Louis, and I would occasionally go across the river to gun shows and check things out. And if you don't have either an out-of-state driver's license or a firearms owner ID card, they will not let you even pick up a firearm.
So if I was there and they caught me without a gun, with a gun but without a FOID and without carrying a gun, I guess he was carrying it concealed or he had his holster concealed or however they caught him carrying the gun, what happens to me?
Well, you'd be arrested, I'm sure, as he was. He apparently paid $150 bail to get out, bond to get out of jail. I have to say that they arrested him, and they probably treated him very much the same way they would treat you or treat me. We'll be watching to see if he's actually convicted, if he's sentenced to probation, to a short amount of jail time. We shall see. But just a little bit of schadenfreude to see see good Father Flager's arms.
Flailing.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. I read that the Archdiocese said that he did not have armed security, that none of them have armed security. And yet, that guy was there for some reason, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's clearly not true because, again, our John Bach, who frequents these things, attended one of Father Flager's media events outside a gun store in Illinois a couple of years ago, and filmed Father, who was marching with Jesse Jackson, and one of the security men with him at the time was this very same man, and he has photographs, and I think he has videos on our website where you can see this man walking, and he's printing. You can tell he's carrying a firearm. So to the extent that the Archdiocese claims that Father Flager doesn't have armed security, that is not true.
So just out of curiosity, like with at the NRA meetup, right, Alyssa Milano had armed security with her. Now
I was there. Yep.
Yep. So with Alyssa Milano, she's from California, right? I would presume that now – where would somebody like her go to find armed security? And listen, I know a few armed security types, and they never, ever get aggressive with anybody unless somebody's making a move on their client, right?
Yeah, they're generally very, very low-key and very restrained.
So her security was very aggressive, and apparently they didn't understand the limits of their authority.
Yes, I don't know if she brought her security with her from California or if she hired locals from Dallas when she got on the ground. I have a feeling it was probably the latter. But, yeah, they got a little aggressive with an NRA supporter who asked her a question and caused her some embarrassment.
So with these types, right, is there like a – do you just like show up in a state somewhere in a city somewhere and go – hey, I'm looking for some armed hoods. Who's available?
Well, I've never hired armed security before, but I'm
right.
Sure there are plenty of detective agencies and other security firms in every city that you can hire and do this kind of thing. I've seen Shannon Watts speak before in the past. I saw her at the Nashville NRA convention. I've seen her in one other location that escapes me at the moment, and she always had obviously armed security people with her. These are people with the untouched shirts, the dark glasses, the earpieces in, and if you know what you're looking for, you can tell that they are armed. So yes, these people do have armed security with them just about every time they're in public.
Sure. Just makes me wonder. I mean, I've never looked into that myself. Most of the time, if I'm hanging out with a group of people, we don't need armed security. We have about five of us there that are armed, so
we are our own armed security.
Yeah. So we have the awareness and everything else. But I just find that interesting that these anti-gunner types don't. In the case of this guy with Father Flager, you know that the good father had to know this guy had not gone through the channels to get what you have to do to get a gun in Chi-Town. You know he didn't.
I suppose.
I know his firearm owner's ID card had expired apparently in December. He used to have a security license, but it wasn't renewed because he was behind on his child support payments. Mm. So maybe the good father had checked on those things when he first hired him and wasn't aware that he had let these things lapse. Maybe we can give him the benefit of the doubt on that, but you would think that that's something that you'd want to keep up on.
Yeah, especially for those little embarrassments, huh?
Yeah, because this has to have caused him some embarrassment when this all happened.
I had something I was going to ask you about. Did you see, I don't know if you guys even wrote on this, but did you write, I'm very upset about this Virginia senator wannabe that consulted with Kyle Kashuv about school
shooting. We did not write about that. In fact, I hadn't heard about that until you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, that one's just that's just getting under my skin because now we got adults being really silly now. We're being really silly. Yeah, well, I mean, truth about guns. We need to get some of, I called John Bach one time and invited him on the show, and he didn't want to come on the show. But this is before he was writing for you. So I don't know if he would change his mind or not.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He was on Fox and Friends the other morning talking about the suit against Deerfield, and he did another media hit at some point, too, so I'm sure we can get him on if you'd like to.
Yeah, and I've got Jen's number. I just need to catch her when she's still, I guess. I don't know. Yes, she is. Truthaboutguns.com, 10 to 15 articles today. And the timely stuff about this I never even got. I'll mention that in the next segment, Dan. I will explain why timeliness is goodness. Truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman, thank you very much for joining me this evening. We'll be right back. Hour 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.